Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In a moment, we're going to tell you how to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar. This special resource will help you experience all that Christmas promises. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called The Prayer of Release.
Two of the greatest barriers in your life that keep you from experiencing genuine peace of mind are guilt and resentment. I call them the misery twins. Guilt and resentment do more messing up in your life than anything else. And one of them has to do with when you hurt other people, then you feel guilty. And when other people hurt you, then you feel resentful. The Lord's Prayer deals with both of these issues in a very powerful way. Now, you know we're in this series I'm calling Connecting with God as we go line by line through the Lord's Prayer. And we first looked at Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And that's the prayer of connection. What kind of Father is God really like? And then we talked about thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the prayer of surrender. And it is the antidote to stress. If you're stressed out, you need to go hear that message. And then the next week, give us this day our daily bread, which is the prayer of dependence, which is really the antidote to worry. And if you understand what God has promised to do in your life, you don't have any need to worry. Last week, we looked at what I call the prayer of cleansing. And forgive us our debts, or forgive us our transgressions, or really it just means forgive us our sins. And I gave you a spiritual evaluation tool for you to go home and work on this last week. And we talked about guilt last week. This week, we want to look at what I call the prayer of release, which deals with the other of the misery twins, resentment. And the Bible says this, there on your outline and here on the screen, forgive us our sins just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. We say, Lord, we want you to forgive us as much as we forgive everybody else. Uh-oh. We need to look at that one. The prayer of release. Now, the fact is, in your life, you're going to be hurt by other people. You've been hurt many times in the past. You're going to be hurt in the future, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. And if you don't learn how to release that hurt, it's going to pile up in your life. And like the garbage of guilt that we talked about last week, your life starts stinking. And if you allow resentment, grudges, anger to build up inside your life, and you don't know how to let it go, you don't know how to get rid of it, it'll poison your spirit inside you. Now, it's one thing to forgive people who just hurt you one time and that's it. But what about repeat offenders who keep doing it over and over and over and over, and they just keep hurting you and hurting you and hurting you? What are you supposed to do with those kind of people? How often am I supposed to forgive somebody who continually keeps on hurting me? Good question. In fact, it was a question that one of Jesus' followers, Peter, the Apostle Peter, asked Jesus 2,000 years ago. There on your outline, it says, Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? He says, up to seven times. Now, we don't really know if Peter actually meant his brother, who, by the way, was named Andrew. But the truth is, about 90% of all resentment starts in the family. Most anger, most resentment happens to the people closest to you because you're in daily contact with them. You know, to dwell above with those we love, that will be a glory. To dwell below with those we know, that's another story. And it is the people around us that we're closest to that often hurt us the most. That's much easier to forgive a one-time offense, but what if my brother keeps on hurting me over and over in the daily contact? I mean, we joke about that, but the truth is, many of you have been deeply hurt. Deeply hurt by a family member. Something they said, something they did, physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse. It may have been in your immediate family, it may have been an uncle or a grandparent or somebody, and you've been deeply hurt by a family member, and you can still remember it today. And Peter's talking about this. He said, how often do I have to keep forgiving my brother? He says, seven times? Now, Peter thinks he's being magnanimous here because the Jewish law required that you had to forgive a person three times. And after three times, tough luck, buddy. I don't have to forgive you anymore. And so Peter knows that the Jewish law says you got to forgive three times. And so he says, how about I'll double it and I'll throw in for one for good measure. And I'll really impress Jesus. Hey, Lord, how about seven times? And notice Jesus' response, the next verse. Jesus answered, not seven times, but 77 times. Did he really mean 77 times? What's he saying here? The point is, if I'm counting, it's not really forgiveness. He's saying an unlimited number of times. How about 777 times? He's saying you have to keep on. You have to keep on releasing the hurt, and you have to keep on forgiving the offender. And tonight we're going to talk about what that means and what that doesn't mean. But Jesus wanted to clarify this when he said, you just got to keep on forgiving the people in your life. And so he told a story in Matthew chapter 18, which is called the story of the unforgiving servant. And it starts like this up here on the screen. He says, once there was a king who decided to collect on all the debts that his servants owed him. So he began to call them in one at a time, and he asked to be repaid. And he discovered that one of his servants owed him 10,000 talents of money. Now, of course, in those days, they didn't use dollars and cents or yen or Deutschmarks, they were called talents of gold. And he says this one guy owed him 10,000 talents. In today's amount, that would be about $12 million. It's not some little debt here, okay? He's $12 million in debt. We don't know how he mismanaged it, but it's hopeless. Now, in those days, bankruptcy was really quite simple. And it tells us in the next verse, since his servant did not have enough to pay his great debt, the king ordered him to be sold as a slave, along with his wife and his children and all that he had, in order to repay his debt. In those days, if you went bankrupt, real simple, you just got sold into slavery. You, your wife, your kids, and all your possessions, and you lived in the debtor's house or lived as a servant or a slave the rest of your life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Fall is here now, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and an encouraging Bible verse. Use it with a companion daily devotional booklet to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take good news to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so get yours now. just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick Warren with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Portuguese. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Portuguese, please email me and I'll send you the link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, the truth is, this guy's $12 million in debt to his king. It would be impossible for a servant to ever pay off that much money. I mean, think about this, $12 million. Even paying, if the servant could pay $100 a day back, which he would not be able to do, it would take him over 300 years to pay off $12 million. So this is an impossible debt. He needs a bailout. Okay? He needs a serious bailout. And it says here, the servant fell to his knees and he begged Congress. No, I mean begged. And he begged the king, please, sir, be patient with me and I will pay you back everything I owe. This is really pathetic. The guy's $12 million in debt. $100 a day for 300 years. And he says, give me a few more days. It makes me think of all those movies you've seen where the mob, somebody's in debt to the mob and they come and they're choking him and they're about to kill him. He says, give me 24 hours to come up with 50 million bucks. You know, you've seen that in a million different movies. That's what this guy is saying to the king. He says, just give me a little bit more time. A little bit more time is not going to help this guy out. He's hopelessly in debt. But the king notices his plea, and he feels sorry for the servant, and he actually releases him from his debt. He says, I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to write it off. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. I'm going to let you off the hook. I'm just going to forgive you, and we're going to just say, account settled. You don't owe me anything. The next verse says in verse 27, the king's heart was moved with compassion and he released him. That's what we're talking about tonight, the prayer of release. He released him and forgave him, canceling his entire debt. Now, why would anybody do that? Really? Why would anybody just let anybody else off the hook? More important, why must you do that? Why must you let people off the hook who've hurt you deeply and badly when everything in you wants to hold on to that hurt? Now, God's word gives us three reasons why we have to let go of our hurt, why we have to forgive, why we have to not hold on to our resentment, not to rehearse it over and over, but we've got to release it instead of rehearsing it. There are three reasons. Number one, the first reason is because God forgives me. He has forgiven me many, many times. And so I am to forgive other people. God has forgiven me. Now, in this story that Jesus tells, the king, who represents God, obviously, forgives the servant. In Matthew 18, 27, it says, the servant's master took pity on him, canceled his debt, and let him go. And just as the king canceled the debt of this servant in the story, God sent Jesus Christ to pay for your debt. Everything you've ever done wrong in your life has already been paid for, so you don't have to pay for it. Jesus took your rap. He paid your jail time. He paid your ticket. He took your offense and he said, I will pay. The wages of sin is death, and Jesus Christ died for all of your sins. Look at these verses up here on the screen. The Bible says, most of us have sinned, yet now... Oh, I didn't misread that, didn't I? It says what? Okay, turn to the person next to you and say, you're included. Okay. All right. So, all of us have sinned, yet now God declares us... Here's the good news. The bad news, we've all sinned. We've all blown it. Nobody bats a thousand. All of us have sinned, yet, here's the good news, now God declares us not guilty. Not guilty of offending him if we trust in Jesus Christ, who freely takes away all of our sins. God has forgiven me. Look at this next verse. You, the Bible says, are a God of forgiveness, always ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, and full of love. This is the meaning of grace. And we talked about this last week when we talked about getting rid of guilt. That when I admit my sin to God, I admit my imperfections and all the things I've done wrong, my rebellion and everything, God says, I'm going to forgive you instantly, and I'm going to forgive you freely, and I'm going to forgive you completely, and I'm going to forgive you repeatedly. Now, the fact is, you owe an enormous debt to God, and you could never repay it back. And God has chosen to wipe out your debt. God has chosen to release you from the things that you owe to him because of your life. Now, let me ask you this. If you were this servant in the story, how would you feel if you were told by somebody you owe $12 million, let's just call it even? Yeah, that's exactly right. Woohoo! Exactly right. All right, you get the A. All right. It just means, whoa, I would feel relief. I would feel joy, I would feel gratitude, I would feel energy, I would feel a freedom, I would feel like partying, I would feel like being nice to everybody else, because somebody had just forgiven $12 million of my debt. But that's not what the servant did. In this story, he reacts very differently. In fact, what he does is once he's forgiven, he walks out of the king's presence. And he finds a guy who owes him just a little bit of money. Not a lot, just a little bit. And he begins to threaten this guy and says, you better pay me back or I'm going to have you thrown in jail. Here's what it says here on the screen. But the servant went out and found a man who owed him 100 denarii. And he grabbed him by the throat and harshly demanded, you must pay me back right now. And the man pleaded, just as the servant had with the king, I promise to pay you back. Just give me some time. This is exactly what he had said to the king. But the unforgiving servant refused, and he had the man thrown in jail. Now, it's interesting. This guy, although he had been forgiven of a $12 million debt, he shows no mercy to a guy who owes him a little bit. By the way, do you know what 100 denarii is? 17 bucks. It's not a whole lot. It's 17 bucks. And he goes to this guy and he starts grabbing him and choking him in the throat. By the way, Roman law in the Roman Empire allowed you to choke a debtor. You could kind of squeeze it out of them. They were allowed to do that. And pay up now. You're going to pay me right now. Now, why was this guy so harsh? Now, listen, here's the point of the story. Because the guy did not really believe that the king had let him off the hook. He didn't really feel forgiven. He didn't believe he wouldn't have to pay back the $12 million. And so he goes out and foolishly starts trying to get money from everybody else, going, I got to pay that king back somehow because he's going to kill me or whatever. And so he goes out. He did not believe he was forgiven. I want you to write this down. Here's the point. When I feel unforgiven, I am unforgiving. That's what this story is teaching. When I feel unforgiven, I am unforgiving. When I feel ungraced, I am ungracious. When I don't feel released of my mistakes and sins, I certainly don't want to release you of your mistakes. And if I don't feel good about me, I sure don't want you feeling good about you. And the reason why we have such a hard time forgiving other people, we don't feel forgiven. Because if you really felt the weight off your back and forgiven of everything in your life, you'd cut people a whole lot more slack if you really felt forgiven.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen again. Rick will be back to close out our time in just a moment, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and an encouraging Bible verse. Use it with the companion daily devotional booklet to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down, and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so get yours now. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want you to listen to this testimony from a listener in Monterrey, Mexico. Jonas Alvarez writes, "Hi there, Pastor Rick. My name is Jonas Alvarez, and I'm an English teacher in Monterrey, Mexico. I listen to Daily Hope every day by podcast, and it has profoundly enriched my life. I recommend to my students to listen to it and to practice their English skills." Hey, that's a great idea. "And I know for sure that if they do, they're going to get much more than just learning English. Thank you so very much. Sincerely, Jonas." Well, thanks for writing, Jonas. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring the hope that we find in Jesus to your students, just as we're praying that it brings hope to people all around the world. By the way, did you notice how Jonas is sharing Daily Hope podcast with his students? I think that's a great idea. My question to you is, who are you sharing the Daily Hope podcast with? Who could you tell about this good news? You know, good news is so good, we can't keep it to ourselves. You got to share it. So if you share Daily Hope with somebody else, would you let me know about it? Write me. You know the address, rick@pastorrick.com. It's just rick@pastorrick.com. And tell me your story of how you're sharing Daily Hope with other people.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.